The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you guys ever have those one of those moments? I had it yesterday where I was like, it's a real like what big magic, what's, you know, when like the ideas like come into your brain and like, you know, ideas come and fly to you. Have we all read that big magic book? One was that like was a new name for side work, Brooke.
Yeah.
Okay. Called wait, it's called Wait For It. I thought of a new name for the show.
Wait, please tell
no.
me.
How no, about yeah. Wait, please tell me the specials of the day.
Exactly.
Was another name we could use. But yeah, I was like, all right, wait for it. And then I was like, that's smart, Andrea. And then I just moved on with my day.
That's great. I'm glad you were manifesting that.
Thanks.
Cancer
I really am.
Season,
I did.
Summer solstice.
I did. I put a rock out with the idea. I planted it in the ground. We'll see what, yeah, very solstice-y. What a solstice it was, huh? With the thunderstorms. I know everybody was talking about it, but I can't not.
No, I mean,
being
it was
from the Midwest,
crazy.
Being from the East Coast, Brandy, I'm sure all the feels are there.
Extremely, you know? Nostalgic. I felt like I realized that I hadn't really experienced weather in about 15 years. So ooh. It was nice to be like, ooh, this like hits in the right place. My roommate's cat ran across my face, and definitely I've got like a little cut on my cheek from it, which is fun. I mean, you know, it's great. It's a dimple. If it was a little bit lower, we could make that work.
Yeah, now I'm just marred. Now I'm just marred. It's not
now
a beauty
marred. Yeah.
Yep. You guys, we're here to talk about thunderstorms, weather, manifesting big magic. But first and foremost, welcome to Sidework Podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Van Poplin.
And I'm your other host, Andrea Wallace.
And joining us today from the Lady to Lady Podcast, and our friend, and most importantly, a former service industry individual, Brandy Posey, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I get you guys something to drink?
you can.
Can I get you guys something started from our coffee bar this morning?
Earlier this week, I would have been like, I'll have a smooth move tea, please. I was having very, I know, I'm not.
That's very telling, Brooke,
I know,
to order that at a restaurant.
Come on, Midwest.
I know. I'm not usually the one to divulge my, you know, trials and tribulations with the bathroom, but I took, what's it called? Like Prilosec for a week. But it like turns off all your stomach acid. So I was like, not like I've never
Got
had
it.
That happen.
It's like Lake Mead inside there.
It was,
Brooke.
We had
I was going to say, can I just say this? You've always struck me as a person that would move smoothly.
No.
So
thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
thank
just,
you.
Yeah. You just seem like you would have really consistent and healthy bowel movements.
What a read to do on someone.
Brandy.
I mean,
I love it.
I mean,
no, I mean, just like when you see somebody, fuck.
You can
not,
know.
Not,
you
not,
know
not,
when
not in
somebody.
Like insulting way, like in a like, I see by looking at them,
don't,
you know.
Don't get glamored by this one. She's a professional bullshitter. She knows how to talk. She does this for a living, just like the rest of us.
I just think that an observation like that is hands down
it's
hilarious.
Great.
Yeah.
But but this is what being vulnerable and getting to know each other better is about. I would love to do one of those fecal transplants.
That's a glam life right there, for sure.
If you could have somebody else's poop up your butt, whose poop would it be?
So I already know my donor. I've picked out a donor. And it is my ex-boyfriend, Patrick. That guy is just regular as the day is long. If I could poop like that guy, I could get back so much vitality.
I mean, did you guys never do anal? I'm just saying with that.
Oh, wait. I guess it would. You'd have to.
Pay him.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Andrea. You'd have to be like, what?
I know.
But I'm just working on the logistics of how poop transplants
work. I almost agreed with you. I almost got on that logic train. And then, and I was like, wait,
you know, for health. This is all for health, Brooke. This is all for you.
But yes.
I'm sorry, but yes. Your smooth move tea is steeping. It'll be up momentarily.
I'm better now, though, everyone. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank God.
That's what I would have had to drink this week. Thanks.
Wait, did you ever smooth move during a shift, like waiting tables?
I think I was usually pretty cognizant about not taking it like the night before or day of when I knew I was going to be on my feet waiting tables. I do not think I made that accident, but I would like at the height of my, I don't know, kind of like drunken, disordered body image stuff. Like, because I was also having trouble shitting and I was like heavy, all that. I would like go home trashed and then like apply my version of like, you know, a purging, which I was like, I'm gonna take a smooth move tea, and I'd be blackout drunk and forget, and in the morning I'd wake up and I'd be like, all right, out the door to go get groceries, and I'd be like on the bus or something, and then I'd be like, oh my god, what the fuck is happening? And then, you know, that's where my joke about smooth move came from. Is I kind of
Has anybody ever smooth moved you and you haven't known? Because that happened to me during quarantine at one point with my roommate. She smooth moved me and her boyfriend at the same time because she was just making us all tea. And then I was like, yeah, she didn't realize that it was like a diarrhea tea.
You got like a little Ruth goof happening? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And man, we were both like, what's going on? And then I looked in the trash can and I just in slow motion saw the empty packet. And I was like, what tea did you make?
Oh, no. She's like, oh, I just grabbed tea. All tea is tea, right?
I mean, at least it gave us both an activity during one day of lockdown. So it was nice to be like, oh, well, I guess I'll just poop a bunch today. Great.
Now, those would be some journal pages to go back and scan. You know, what a time. What
absolutely.
A time.
What a time.
Let's jump into some headlines, shall we? We have a couple of very fun ones today, starting with this super, super fun, like little TikTok trend that's happening. I don't know where these articles are coming from. Unilad. I don't know where that's from.
That's not a publication, but let's just go with it.
Trying to be decent people and present where we source our materials from. This one, though, is hilarious, of this TikToker who went to TikTok to talk about the fact that a 91 top just walked into her restaurant like boldly with no reservation.
That's crazy.
Not too long ago. It fucking crazy, right? Apparently, it started out as a 51 top, which is also crazy.
Rent the goddamn place out. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I know.
You don't walk up if ever a time for a reservation at the very least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this server had been the one to greet them when they first got in. And they were like, oh, hi, we have like 51 people, but there might be 40 more on their way.
Yeah. It's a bad person. It's a bad person that did this to her, to this server.
This restaurant doesn't take reservations, first of all. Yeah. You do learn in this, so I guess this type of behavior is accepted in that way. But obviously, there are exceptions to the rule when you have, like, 25 or over, I think would be an exception to be like, yes, we'll make accommodations for that. So luckily they had the room to accommodate. Like, all, I think two managers came up and were like, what? And I'm sure all the information starts to trickle through to all the employees in the restaurant and everybody is just freaking out, right?
They're all wide-eyed and scared, and they're like, let's come up with a pre-fee menu real quick.
Yeah, you guys, for sure.
I'm only getting the tacos, you know, or whatever.
So yeah.
Seat an entire section just with the 91 top, right? That people are working and helping to, like, all servers, all hands on deck situation. And then at the same time, everybody still has, like, all their other section. So, like, 9 tops and 12 tops and 2 tops. And so it's a huge shit show. It looks at lasted about 3 hours, it would appear.
Is this worse for the chef or the waiter, do you think? Like, in the back, is anyone doing okay in this situation?
No one's doing great. See, like, the problem is, oof, right? So it's like, yes, the kitchen just has to come up with a plan. I mean, mind you, too, they were just still at normal capacity with 9 tops, 12 tops, 6 tops, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But yes, when you get 90 meals come in at once, as we all understand, like, listen, I get that a restaurant can be slammed, but there's usually a stagger to it, right?
Exactly.
This is total insanity. So they probably just have to be like, we can push it out in batches. It is what it is. But like the managers and the servers all sort of team tackled the group. So I'm sure it all like came in different increments of people. They're like, I'll take this 20. And then, like, moved around. Yeah. That is so God. You really do have to put your heads together in that situation.
Seriously.
And you, as, like, a member of a 91 top, have to be like, oh, right, maybe I won't get my fettuccine alfredo at the same time as that person. Like, I can't even see them. They're so far away in the restaurant,
like,
you know?
Were they, like, part of a really shitty conference that didn't feed, you know, everybody? Because I'm like, who knows, 90 people that all, also, first of all, that all is just like, I don't know where we are. This one restaurant, let's all follow you. I've never followed a group of 90 people anywhere.
No, nor should you.
That's very true.
That's how you end up in a cult.
Not without like a set plan, like, you know, be like, at certain times, certain things are happening. Like, there's an
I want to be like, homie, you want catering is what you want. This is not, this is a catered event.
This is not
a restaurant. Also, how many ways do they split the check? That's my big question.
That is a good question. And then the TikToker goes on to say that she
doesn't know what the tip was yet.
Doesn't know
what
the tip was,
the TikTok.
But they did leave them some chocolate covered macadamia nuts. So I'm like,
you better follow up on that tip, girl.
I was just gonna say, I'm like, that's sort of like a bad omen, if you ask me. Like, but we left a bag of nuts.
Did you get your chocolate covered nuts? I hope that you did. It's so cute. And then she is like, she's so cute too.
I know, she's sweet.
Yeah, Booyoo, who, I don't know, we'll repost the video. I'm like, I'm not good at like reading like something blank anyway, but when it comes to TikTok names, I'm like, I don't know what this says at all. You know, it's all one inside joke. But we'll repost this so you guys can see it, which is hilarious.
What the hell?
But let's jump into our second headline today, which is another in the saga of tales, news headlines, Brooke, of restaurants being taken over by robots.
Brittany, we've been realizing slowly over the course of the 3 years of this podcast that robots be taking our jobs.
Yes, unfortunately.
It's crazy. The service industry is slowly but surely being replaced by robots named Flippy, Chippy. Who are the other ones? There's like, so the burger flipper, the chip maker, well, this one that
there's drones that drop your food onto your table. I remember they used during the Olympics.
I remember seeing a host robot at a restaurant in the SFO airport, and I got irrationally angry because it was like, I will seat you. And it was just out in the like hallway outside of the restaurant. And I was like, don't you fucking speak at me. Don't you look at me. I'll knock your ass over right now.
You like immediately went to like one of the like racist robot people from Star Wars, right?
That immediately.
You're like, this hunk of junk, and like kick it over.
Oh, I immediately went there and I was like, someday this will be problematic, but right now, right now. I can tell this robot to go fuck itself.
I'm going to. And I just realized.
I mean, SFO of all places, that's where you're going to see a robot in an airport, you know? But
yeah, it felt like, oh, this is the beginning of it. I mean, I yell at my Alexa every day. Every day, because I need to just put her in her place constantly.
I project all my fears onto Alexa.
Yeah.
So Chili's is the next restaurant in the game to implement these robots, which they have, so cutely named this robot Rita. Rita the robot, because Chili's is known for their delicious margaritas.
And Rita apparently makes a perfect margarita.
Yeah. And I think we all know that, like, kids named after alcohol, it's not going to end well, first of all. But
a kid? Yeah. Did you just call this robot a kid?
Uh-huh. I called it a kid.
So it's a child labor robot issue.
I'm just saying if, like, they're like, we named you Martini because we love to drink martinis. Yeah. I just feel like
you're
going to
have,
like,
a rough childhood.
Not good. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. But Rita is here to help out servers by delivering food, by picking up heavy dishes and taking them away, taking customers to the table. And my favorite of the four top jobs that Rita has is singing happy birthday
at
tables.
One scares me. Brandy, you would absolutely get violent.
I would hate it. I would hate it.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah,
happy
to you. Is it the robot voice, or does it just open its mouth and just, like, a choral version of happy
yeah,
birthday?
Yeah, like a Chuck E. Cheesy situation.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah. Should...
I'm going to do a quick Google search. You guys keep talking.
Yeah, we got to figure out the birthday situation here.
I wonder, I'm just like, do they put a hat on Rita when they just send Rita to... No, Rita, it does just look like a very odd standing desk slash kind of airplane tray slash garbage can slash Roomba.
Telling me a businessman isn't going to grab Rita's ass or anything like that?
I mean, probably. I guarantee Rita has been sexually harassed so far. So there's 51 Chili's that are participating with Rita so far. I'm like, let's fucking find one and go. First of all, but they're saying, you know, it might not necessarily be a lot of these robots that we're seeing out there are replacements for workers because there is lack of staffing in restaurants across the board because of the pandemic, but also because it's just fucking cheaper. It's just like you rent a robot that ends up being $2 an hour as opposed to, you know, to have to pay someone $15 an hour for minimum wage, you know?
Yeah, that part, though, it's like the only reason these restaurants aren't staffed up is because they are cheap as fuck and they don't want to pay people what they're worth. And people figured out what they were worth during the pandemic.
Absolutely. But Chili's is claiming that this is, like, not. They're just saying, we're just trying to make everybody's job easier so there's more engagement with tables from, like, human servers specifically. And Rita itself has to be
she has to be tethered
up with a server.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're not, you know, they're not sentient in that sense where it's like, it's still required. So, like, are you making my job easier when I have to do, like, robotics now?
Yeah, this is, you know, the ultimate form of, like, being a prop comic. You know, you might as well just have, like...
Yeah, I have, like, an app that I'm dealing with already. Also, doesn't Chili's already have those, like, little things on the table that you already pay and order? You can do all
that. I'm sure.
Shit's already there. It's, like, fine.
So there you go. Chili's is in on the game. One more restaurant just in there going hard on robots. We'll have many more, I'm sure.
Unfortunately. Yep.
Yeah. It is really interesting because this is a Fox Business article. So when you start to scroll down in the comments, it's just like, it gets real political real quick.
Oh,
about people's opinions.
This is Joe Biden's America.
Yeah. Democrats wanted to pay people too much money and now robots are taking over the world. Like, it's just basically a lot of that. But who's next? I can't wait for more robot hijinks in the restaurant industry.
I know. Really, robots have taken over rats for precedence in our headlines over the, you know, metamorphosis.
So true.
I just got a visual of like when robots are just rats. You know what I mean? When it's like, what's going to be the version of that when robots do take over? And you're just like, they're coming. And instead of being at pizza, they're just like eating old hardware. You know,
ooh,
it's
going to
be something. Yeah.
Very bleak.
Great toaster ovens.
Very bleak. amazing headlines. I loved those. I think we're going to move into what is now our Reddit server life dilemma / advice, because no one's writing us stories.
That's great. That's a great
That's
one.
Our new segment open. I riffed that shit.
Loved it.
I don't know how what's going on with y'all too, with Lady to Lady. I just felt like summer hit really hard 2 weeks ago and our numbers like dipped so hard. Or something's like not plugged in, Andrea. Something's fucking wrong.
Like, the robots are taking over. Someone cut a line somewhere.
I'm,
you know?
Like, can you shadow ban a podcast? What did we ever do? I don't.
You actually can if you put don't put like curse words in the titles of your shows.
Because
they won't show up on searches and stuff. That I know is a thing.
Weird.
Anyways, but I think the weather's gotten nicer. I think people are also very overwhelmed just with what they're taking in just in general right now. So people are sitting in silence more often.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we should just put Joe Rogan in every episode title and see what happens.
Do you know?
Horrible idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Let's bury those. CEO, wait, SEO, search engine optimization. Just mm-hmm. Hashtag that Joe Rogan. I was going to say, I knew it was summer, like officially had landed 1 week ago when I was prepping for a wedding I was going to. And I went to every Target in the area looking for boob tape. Every single Target was ravaged. Not a single nip cover, strapless bra or boob tape, because we all are going back to weddings. We are all standing up.
So what did you
do?
Did you MacGyver those titties? What did you do?
I had no choice but to wear my third choice dress, which was matronly.
Oh no!
And covered
no, no,
the
no.
boobs.
I thought it looked like vintage-y and super cute.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I'm glad I chose it. It's just frustrating when the dresses that you love are like, I need the boob tape, my friends. And cool.
Boob tape would never work on me in a million years.
Yes, it would. I'm going to prove it, because I was like, it's never going to work on me. There are all these very probably NASA engineered boob tape innovations. You just have to be careful when you are removing it.
That part feels like it would be painful.
Yeah. You know what is funny about all the NASA technology that we use here, you know, on the ground, on the floor of the earth, is that it's all meant to, like, that boob tape, if it truly is NASA inspired, is probably used to like fix the like broken things
space.
Yeah. Like when the astronauts have to tether themselves to the shuttle and go out and like fix something, mm-hmm. that's the tape they use. And then one day accidentally someone was like, oh, what do you know? It holds my tits up real good too. We should really we should start using this technology for everybody. That's the trickle down.
And that's why it's important to have women in STEM, I think.
I wrote that exact line for a host in a script I wrote yesterday. I'm dead ass serious. But, I mean, isn't all NASA's all about defying gravity? Hello.
Hey. Then seeing a little line from Wicked. And everything will be fine.
Anyways. Well, I went on to whenever y'all don't write to us. I go on to our favorite Reddit thread called Server Life, and that's where so many people go to vent, source, you know, feedback from the group. We usually discuss our answer, and then we go into the answers that the other totally insane and awesome servers wrote. But here is, the query that was posted 2 days ago from user X-Biggity. These names are even crazier than TikTok names. Okay, so their question, title of their post, how do y'all decompress from the social overload at work.
Overlord.
Yes.
How do you think of overload?
All right. So they go on. So I've been working for about a year now at a very busy restaurant in Manhattan. Every lunch, we have at least 500 covers. That is a lot. And dinner is usually around 700 to 1,000. Whew. Brunch is typically 1,100 to 1,300 covers. Our restaurant is very focused on making any substitutions we possibly can and any alterations to whatever we can because that's our brand.
So your restaurant's a cuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Overlord is the right word.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, the downside to this, you're like, yeah, I've been waiting mm-hmm. for you to say that, is we get extremely needy customers, of course, and attract a lot of retirees who want mommy to, mm-hmm. you know, cook their food in a very particular way. And then they can get real nasty when things don't come out the way they had envisioned. Mm. Anyways, since I talk to people for a living, I constantly find my social battery being drained because of how needy the guests are. What do you guys do to decompress from being needed to, from being required to talk to people slash cater to their whims for a living? Whew. So, I used to work on the Upper East Side in Manhattan, and I know this is not my old restaurant because of the amount of business they do, but I had the similar thing where it was a vegan restaurant and no, we did not accommodate them, but every fucking customer goddamn tried their best to get something special their way. It was a lot of people who would grip my arm while I was at the table. Like,
what?
Like, oh, yeah.
They would touch your person?
Yes. Like a lot of like, you're not going anywhere. It was very, very aggressive. So at that job, I used to walk to Central Park between shifts and I would sit under my crying tree. that was back then. That was what I would do to decompress before I could go face these beasts again. And then when I had a better job in Brooklyn, which I like to talk about, I would decompress by, it was usually by choice, I would walk home. I would always hustle and take the train to work, you know, because you're like never on time for that shit. But after a shift, I was like, I'm doing the mile and a half on foot. I just need to chill the fuck off and run down some of this energy. And that usually did the trick. How about you? How about you, Brandy?
I think that kind of like a silent alone time is definitely the way to deal with this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm like ultimately kind of an introvert anyway, so most social situations will drain me. Even if I'm having a blast, I'll need to just go, I feel like a robot sometimes, just powering down and staring at a wall.
Mm-hmm. But I like, love staring at a wall. Oh, I'm just like, here I am.
It's great. I mean, I'm a big, if I like a long walk home, or if you have a drive, just driving in silence, I think, before putting more stuff for your brain to hear in, I think is really important. I'm a big fan of yoga after something like that. I mean, just like having a thing that you could just hit in your house or your car, I think would be nice, depending on the level of like frustration you're dealing with. I don't know. Do you have like room for like an archery setup in your yard?
Axe throwing, I think that could be a good way to get it out.
I haven't gone axe throwing because I don't want to know how much I like it.
I don't want to find out how I'm incredibly good at it. Andrea found out.
I'm pretty good at it. I hit a bullseye with the big huge axe, the one you have to throw over your head like a tomahawk, and it was, I was like, I'm alive. It's the Viking in me. That's how it is. Reddit has some fun replies, and of course the top one, which of course we all would probably like and did many for many years, is drinking would be top escape.
But I love her. They're just like, drink and estrange myself from everyone.
That's one thing to do for sure.
I mean, Brandy, this one's kind of like leans toward what you said. This person says they collect milk jugs and then that they would rather might throw away at work, fill them with water, take them to the park and slice them up with swords. Sounds weird, but it's fun.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either.
And the way I'm picturing it, because this is what I would do, is they're filled back up with water and I guarantee they're tossing them into the air. And then there's like, so it looks like blood and guts coming out of it.
Yes. My favorite TV show is Forged in Fire. Have you guys ever watched that show? It's like a blacksmith competition show in the style of Chopped.
Very cool.
I know what you're talking about, though. I usually.
It's awesome. It's
I watched the glass blowing one, and that was badass.
Yeah. The glass blowing one is also really good. But the Forged in Fire, it's like four weird dudes. It's always dudes. I've only seen like three women on the show ever, but which is I'm okay with actually. But it's four dudes that like are blacksmiths in their own little forges in their own little homes, and they all come together and they're so happy to make new friends and see how other people make swords and knives. And it's like the most non-toxic male bonding I've ever seen. And whenever, because they always get eliminated, and they're always like, yeah, they were right to eliminate me, and I'm really just happy. I hope Gary makes it. I'm really proud of him. And like this it's so kind. And then they just cut fish in half with a fucking sword halfway through the show. And the one of the drudges, he goes, it will kill. He does a kill test, and he slices up a ballistics dummy that bleeds everywhere. It rules.
Wow. Thanks for the rec.
Yeah, highly recommend. Highly recommend.
So
Forged in Fire. I'm feeling this guy and his milk jugs very, very much so.
Hell fucking yeah.
Hell yeah, for sure.
another from the Reddit response. I wonder if muggles know that if there is a shortage of weed, that the entire hospitality industry would collapse. So weed was 100%, like probably 50 of the 127 answers that this generated.
I mean, for someone still like who puts, when you put like your whole body and mind into something, no matter what, you have to decompress from it. And like this very particular brand, first and foremost, can we talk about 11 to 1300 covers at brunch? Like what the actual fuck? Like that is a lot of 91 tops. That's 10 91 tops at least right there, you guys. I mean, I can't. And then, you know, I've gone on, and you guys too, like when you're giving your whole self, mind and body to something like this, it's so physical, whether it's like comedy and being in front of people or like me who like has gone from being a server to an esthetician and doing body work all day. It is a lot. You have to find a healthy way to escape. I do think staring at walls is kind of like gets you to the next point. You just need to just kind of like go into sleep mode for a little bit. You know,
the thing that would stress me out about this job is that she says there's a lot of retirees. So you have a very fast paced, very quickly moving, tables are turning over. And then you have the people that are the slowest people, just like
the permanent vacationers. Right now. Yeah.
That change in
mode.
Yeah. The tempo change. That is where that would be the part that would stress me out the most, because I would just want to shake him and be like, do you not see? Do you not see what I'm dealing with right now?
I know.
And they don't.
I also like,
they do not.
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah. No, they don't at all, because they're just like, I think that retirees is a nice way of saying boomers too.
Yes.
You know?
It is.
Can we just wrap up on this one? This answer?
Oh, yeah.
Someone chimed in. I just fucked a line cook on the fryer station, so I'm feeling pretty damn decompressed.
Damn.
Mazel tov, baby.
I mean, I think blowing a load is tops.
I hope they came in the fryer station just to see what would happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Deep.
Just some deep fried jizz.
Baby batter.
Yeah.
The cod is coated in baby batter. Yuck.
It's 9:30 in the morning. Thank you, everybody.
Yep. I do have to say this thread, I think everyone knows this user, and she blew up her own spot because everyone's like, way to cheat on your boyfriend, asshole. And then everyone like tattled on her. I know. Shit. So maybe do not divulge fucking, you know, back of house on a Reddit thread. They're coming for you.
There you go.
Anyway,
well, if you guys have any server submitted stories, you know where to send them. Send them over to cyberpod@gmail.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Brandy, this is the part of the show where now we just make it about you.
You get to shine.
You get to finally.
It feels so good.
You're like, I'm so sick of participating and playing nice. Can't wait to talk about me.
Yeah.
Well, I bumped into you. I mean, it's been since the pandemic, but I bumped into you in a yard sale. We were talking about this and you immediately were like, I used to sling ribs in a rib shack outside of Baltimore. So was that your first ever serving job or did you get started at a younger...
That was my first ever service job because my dad is like an accountant, and my first job is from like the age of 10 until 18. I would just work in his offices every summer, and just like because I was like, I'm a bookkeeper. Like I learned how to do that because of my dad, and I learned it when I was like in fifth grade, which is great. But I hit a certain point in high school where I was like, but I want like a. I don't want to be like, well, work at my dad's office. I like want a job where I'm like meeting new different people and stuff. And then I got a job at Adam's Ribs for a year. And that was enough for me.
Turns out we were fine.
Saverna Park. Is that how you say that in Maryland? Yep. Mm-hmm. So is it technically, is it like the far reaches of Baltimore or the like far reaches of Annapolis? Because it looks like it's like kind of right in between.
It's basically right in between. We're closer to Annapolis, but like. Which is not a real city anyway. Like Annapolis is where the Naval Academy is.
Right.
And that's basically all it has. It has a mailing courthouse, but like whatever. And then, but like Baltimore is the big city, but like it's like a suburb ass suburb. And
right. Adam's, and pretty close to the Chesapeake. Like you're right there where like all the water is. It's so it's so pretty there.
Yeah.
I looked this place up.
Me
only
too.
Because I was like, oh, what are they serving? And I love that there's still like the quintessential, like there's still like the Maryland staples. You're still getting your crab pretzel.
Oh,
you're still
getting
your crab cakes. You're still getting your hot crab dip. Like I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that it's like everything's peppered in together. And also, my partner's family is from Maryland. And so I'm just like, give me a crab pretzel today.
What the fuck is a crab pretzel for those of us who are inundated?
Brandy, take it. You describe a crab pretzel for us, please.
Oh man, it's a soft pretzel with like a hot crab dip over the top of it with like a cheese, and then it's all melted on the top of it.
Yeah, and you just like pull it apart.
Yeah, it's a pull apart pretzel with like hot crab dip. It's so good.
That's fantastic.
I would just get that for like my meal often.
Sure.
At work.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, that sounds really good. I immediately looked this place up too, and quick let me clarify, Adam's Ribs is now Adam's Tap House and Grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've
rebranded.
Changed.
Yeah.
That tells me that there was probably a legal situation. I wouldn't be surprised.
So you started working here and were you just immediately like taken with the world of bringing crab pretzels to tables to 91 Tops?
Well, you know what it was? It's like, so there was a couple things going on. I was a senior in high school and I've always been a good student. And I took to this very quickly and I immediately made more tips than any of the other servers there. And they resented me very quickly.
Aww.
And they also were like I was going to graduate and like go to school. And I had like, I was like, this is what I'm doing. I just want to do this as like a fun, you know, I'm excited to have like a fun job before I go to college. And they were all like, I'm fucking the chef. Like, this is my life. This is my life. What are you doing here? And I was like, I don't know. So I think I seemed like I was snobby. I was excited to have a good time, but I very much did not belong. And then there were these two line cooks that were like vying for my attention constantly. And like one of them like would bring in his kid to meet me during my shifts. Oh. And I was like, not interested in meeting your child, Chris.
Yeah, not stepmom you're like, material.
Cool, I'm 17.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Don't really want to be like your kid's mom. Not interested in that. And then there was like this one manager that he would set up. It's a barbecue place, rib joint and everything. So they had whole pigs during the summer. And he would set up these whole pigs in the walk-in. So when you walked in, they were just like staring at you from the floor, just like spread eagle with their fucking little dead faces up at you, which was horrifying.
Yeah.
Every time it would happen. And I'd be like, oh, man. So I felt like I was being hazed in every direction constantly. But I liked the actual work. Like I liked the like hyper focus of like, okay, cool. This is what needs to happen. And like you're checking things off. And I liked how tactile it all was. Like I was a good server. But then I was just like, oh, I don't think that like I'm going to more than this. So you guys are like mad at me because I'm like got shit that right. I'm leaving to.
You felt like a summer hire probably, or you know, yeah. That temporary where they're like, oh, have fun, college girl. Think your shit don't stink.
Well, yeah. And I worked the carryout window a lot too, and I was the only girl that ever got tips at the carryout window.
Oh no. Yeah. And you were like showing them that it could be done. So they're like, she's like stealing money, you know.
And I'd get like I'd get like $150 in tips a shift or something at carryout. And they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I'm just nice to people and they can see that I'm working hard. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you're doing. I'm not here. I don't know. They like me. I'm a magnetic personality. I'm gonna go become a comedian.
For sure. You're like, I'm gonna harness this power and take it elsewhere.
Yeah,
that is really interesting. I wonder if like you changed people's lives that summer.
I can guarantee I did not.
You caused reflection and then they still chose, you know, what was most comfortable for them.
I remember going in like because I like quit / got fired because they wouldn't give me off the night of my last marching band performance. Because I was in band. I was band president my senior year. And it was the last time our band was going to play together, like ever, basically. And I was like, well, I need this night off. And I asked for it like a month in advance. Mm-hmm. And then I kept checking in and they're like, sure. And then schedule comes out. They didn't give me it off. And I was like, I put in for this. I'm not coming in. And they're like, well, if you don't come in, you're gonna be fired. And I was like I understand good. That, but I'm not going to be here because this is the last time that I will play with the people that I played with for 4 years. This means a lot to me. I won't be here. And they're like, okay. So then that morning I called in and I was like, I won't be there. I'm
just
sick.
Letting you know. Yeah.
I guess I'll tell you that I'm sick if that's what I have to do. And then they called my mom. They called the house. Yeah. They called the house to be like, we heard that Brandy's sick. Is she sick? And I was like, oh, clearly I'm also not sick because I told you for a month I needed the night off and why I needed the night off. And then my mom was like mad that I had lied to them. And I was like, I didn't.
No.
They took my parents like took Adam's ribs aside. And I like have kind of low key never forgiven that specific thing from them. So and then like, yeah, they kept calling me throughout the school day. And I was like, I'm also at school and will not be there. So
what the fuck?
I was like, I guess I quit. Or you are firing me. And they're like, you're fired. And I was like, well, I quit. Goodbye. And then eventually they emailed me or they mailed me my last check because I was like, I'm not going in there. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
And then I went in there like years, like maybe like 5 years later and a bunch of the same people were like still working there and everything.
Wow. Did it feel weird to like walk back in after even after 5 years?
Extremely weird. Because I was also like that at like 18, that was such an intense confrontation.
Absolutely. You're like, I have a lot going on today. Leave me the fuck alone. Like,
yeah. And I was also just very like, they're going to hate me. They're going to like, I don't know what they're going to, I'm going to be in trouble because you're 18. You don't really know what like... you know, what people can do or whatever. So I just like didn't go in there until after college. Then I was like, okay, things don't really matter anymore. They don't know who I am. It's fine. But I was like extremely nervous. I was like, what if they yell at me now?
I hate that shit. I feel like that's the kind of thing like when you're having a weird shame, like low day, like you go to memories like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, and you're like, and then that one time that fucked up thing happened to me 40 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But food was good as hell. And it sounds like somebody probably got fired.
It sounds like people just get fired there a lot.
I wouldn't be surprised. It was very chaotic. But it was a really fun job. I really did enjoy doing it. I remember that was the first place I heard Outkast, because we would play the Outkast album like when we were cleaning up after things were closed. That nice. Was like, Bombs Over Baghdad was like a perfect like get your shit done song.
I love nice. That. So motivating.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I have really fond memories of Beck's Midnight Vultures as like a closing album for a specific restaurant that I worked in. I worked at this German restaurant, and so there's a song called Nicotine and Gravy that's on Midnight Vultures, and everybody smoked cigarettes, and there was gravy on everything. So it was our theme song. We play when we shut her down. That was a fun one. So yeah. I think that's an interesting end to it too, because it's almost like this crossroads that day to be like, do I like what go to this job doing? The way to be like, fuck off, I'm better than this. But that was it, right? That was just it for serving. Like,
that was it for serving, because they're just other jobs kind of kept coming to me, so there was never like this moment that it was like, oh, I need, let me go back to this. Like I really liked it, and there were times where I was like, should I go try to get another server job? And then I would have like something weird would be like, come do this for a month and a half or whatever.
They'd I'd also say, you know, if when you also went back to picture, I'm picturing those really thin napkins that don't do much for you, just doused in rib sauce, just piles and piles
of them.
The most naps. Haunting memory is the vat of coleslaw. They would make these giant vats of coleslaw, and then you'd have to like, because it did a lot of to-go orders too, so you'd have to just fill all these things, and I hate coleslaw so much already, and it would just be you just like shoveling around this vat, just filling to-go cups with it, and just I never liked that part of it.
One of our earliest episodes we had when Kyle was still one of the hosts on the show, she had this story about how she basically like fell down a flight of stairs like holding a vat of coleslaw.
No, she fell into it. It was at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh. She fell down the stairs, did a tumble. Into a child's swimming pool of coleslaw, essentially, I think is what happened.
Total nightmare.
And that takes a lot of work and effort, FYI, to make that much coleslaw. So folks, just know that someone or something has probably fallen into your coleslaw, because they ain't remaking it.
No.
I mean, it starts to, ferment. Yeah. If there's so much cabbage, after a while, it's going to get a little bubbly in there after a minute. Yeah. But, you know, even moving on, you've done a lot of other jobs.
Very service-y.
Talked about on this podcast before. Yeah. Number one being a karaoke host, which we have had full episodes about on this podcast.
I mean, there's a lot to say.
Where did you karaoke host? Where did that happen?
All-Star Lanes in Eagle Rock. Which is a bowling alley, dive bar, Chinese restaurant, RIP. Did not survive the pandemic, but it was barely surviving pre-pandemic. So
Oddly enough, our other guest that we had on talking about karaoke has been trying to like get the lease on that place for a while to reopen.
It's a dream, because honestly, that place it was very frustrating, because like I loved All Star Lanes. It's this like great super dive. It was bought, the guy that owned it, he only bought it because he was going to tear it down and turn it into storage units.
Oh, God.
But then there's like a petition in Eagle Rock where they would not let him do that, because it's one of the only like all ages like hangs that the city has.
They used to do rock shows there back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ran a comedy show there for years. Like, it's a very special, weird place that feels like it was like built on like a carny graveyard. It has like a very weird towny vibe to it that I'm extremely into. So he just was stuck running a bowling alley that he did not want to run, so he never put any work into it whatsoever. But I mean, that place, that makes me happy. I'm happy that somebody is looking to try to like fix it up, because that's been like, if I were to win a lottery, that's what I would do. I would want to buy All Star Lanes and make it what it could be.
Brooke and I have talked about it. I've talked to like a couple other people about it. People are like, where can I just give money to this, to, you know, to help facilitate
can
this?
Can I be a small, small micro investor? Yeah. Like, because I would. Are you kidding me? Right now, because the guy's definitely dragging his feet. He doesn't want to sell. But I know for a fact that they're running, they're leasing it constantly for production.
Oh, that makes sense.
So okay, that does make he's sense. Making some sort of money doing that, because you can do really well doing that. Anyways, oh god, but being a karaoke host is obviously intense. You can people either love you or they become your enemy during the night.
And like it made me a better comic, I think, in a lot of ways, because it's dealing with crowds without the ability to really do like jokey, like in the middle of a joke, you just have to like your energy is just about like maintaining.
Right.
So
right.
That like weird unspoken like alphaness that comics have, like it really helped me like develop that, I think, quite a bit.
You know, we've like never talked about karaoke hosts. Like, you're going to have a point in the night if it's busy where you're in the fucking weeds as a host, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot to organize. People are just like tossing pieces of paper at you, like blindly drunk. Yep. And like, there's probably people who like, they're trying to smooth talk you. There's probably people who have like personal vendettas with you throughout the evening, thinking that you're not giving them what they came there to do. Like, what?
For sure. And I would like, I'd like literally clap in people's face. I mean, they let me be a real bitch. It was very fun. I remember one night it was a pretty dead night early on, and I had a couple of songs in the books, and then this group of four came in and they all put it down a song and didn't tip me, which whatever. And then this couple came in and they tipped me $20 and they wanted to sing next. And you tip me $20, guess what? You get bumped up the list. Mm. And I think three of the four of those people knew that. But the fourth one, this woman comes up to me and she was like, we signed up before them. And I was like, ma'am, they just tipped me $20. It's one song. And then you guys are next. Just go get a drink. Not a big deal. But she was so mad. She scratched her name off the list. And then like I used to have these little slips that I had like my Twitter information and stuff on. Like, hey, come follow me. Yell at me on Twitter if you hate what I'm doing or whatever.
Oh boy.
Just like, bring it on. Follow me, bitch. I don't care. And she took one of those back to her table. And I see her like angrily scribbling on it.
Oh,
and
God.
Then her like first friend comes up to sing. And then she comes up like she's like walking to like go close out her tab, and she like throws this piece of paper at me, hits me, and I was like, oh, hold on. I took the microphone from her friend and I was like, hold on, we have a note from the audience. And I just opened it up and I started reading it, and I don't think she thought, she hadn't even closed out her tab, so she's frantically trying to close out her tab, and I read this little note and it says, you stink. And then there's a weird little like racist Asian caricature with like buff teeth and slanty eyes, and neither one of us are Asian. And I was like, you're just being racist. What is happening? And there's like stink lines around it. And it says,
like you.
Yeah, you stink. You can't sing or KJ. My brother is a KJ biatch. Fuck you, is what it said. And I was like, oh my God, where is your brother a KJ? Like, I just wouldn't stop talking to her, and she was like, your karaoke host is drunk. She's yelling at the bartenders, and I was just like, I don't drink and I remember everything. And then I just started like going in on her, and I was just like, nice romper. Did somebody tell you 20 years ago you had nice legs? It's the only compliment you've heard in two fucking presidents. Like, I just went after her. Her friend was like standing there wanting to sing Journey. And I was just like, look, you guys can sing. You guys are totally cool. She needs to get the fuck out. She needs to get the fuck out. And I just kept saying that until she eventually got the fuck out.
Yeah, you're like, don't stop believing that I'll shred you if you come at me.
Exactly. And I was just like, dude, I don't care if you don't like me. Like, you're nobody. Like, oh, I'm sorry you didn't sing Britney Spears or whatever. Like,
When people bring in family members and like my brother.
Oh, your brother is also fucking just doing something because he needs to make a couple of bucks. He's also in a bad financial situation. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. He must be good if you're not at his night. That sounds great. Okay. It was just so funny. I was just like, literally, if you had waited 3 minutes, this wouldn't have been a problem. But I guess we can fight about it. That's also fine, too. I saw a woman one time sing Ace of Base is All She Wants Is Another Baby and break down to tears because she had postpartum. One of the darkest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
yeah. extremely, extremely dark. And I was like, all right.
Wow. So,
well, you know, good luck, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm sure was there clapping afterwards to just get really silent afterwards?
Just a real smattering. I mean, I started. I was just like, all right.
No, all right. That was Sharon.
Thank you for sharing.
Sharon, everybody.
Thank you for that. Okay, cool.
All right. Coming up next, we need a palate cleanser.
You know, karaoke can be very therapeutic for people, as you know,
it's
pretty good. You know, if I just had, I think karaoke after like a crazy shift to unwind is actually like good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good cathartic, a good way to get that out, to get the evil out for sure.
I'm like, I've been scared off by three recurring variants at this point, you know, that somewhere started about a year ago where I was like, I'm back, baby. And I was hosting karaoke at the Fable and I was like, the role I was born to get. And then I lasted less than a month because I was like, I think people coming up and scream singing in my face is probably a great way to get COVID. And so then I chickened out, but then I got another job and I just like the joy, like I had the power, I didn't abuse it, but boy was it fun to just put myself first. And if no one was singing, I was like, guess who's gonna do two songs? Try shit. She has no, you know, business singing, but who cares? And it just felt great.
Yes. I mean, part would be awesome. Yeah.
Here's the thing. We do have the hookup and would probably, if we wanted to do like a club and blow off steam after your serving shift karaoke night, we could do it. We could post it. We could advertise as such. Fun.
I think like a server end of the night karaoke night would be fun as fuck. Like from a bunch of different places around town or something coming together would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, our friend just opened a piano bar downtown where they do piano karaoke. And it's like, he's trying to build that server night, you know, where I'm like, Mondays could be fun, but that's also like the day off. But I'm like, if you could encourage that vibe that like people are getting off their like bonkers Saturday shift and then come descend upon you. But anyways,
I know. Worked it out.
I know. But I love that you also were a Lyft driver and a personal assistant and a dog walker. And these are all such service oriented jobs that like public facing. And you're kind of like, I love that you're just kind of like facilitating like people's nights, like as a karaoke host, as a servant and a Lyft driver, and like where they are in the step of their evening. And I'm sure you know very quickly when you pick someone up where they're going, where they're coming from.
Oh yeah. And I had rules as a Lyft driver too, where it's like I wouldn't fuck with Hollywood. It was never worth it. West Hollywood at night, not worth it. People on the west side don't give a they'll just puke in your car. I never had them happen in mine, but I would pull over and be like, out. But it only ever happened on the west side. Although there was one time, there's one girl I was driving just around Silver Lake, and she had a really nice purse, a big purse, and she had taken everything out of it when she got in the car. And she was like, hi, I might puke, but don't worry. I've removed everything from my purse and I'll puke into my purse if I need to. And I was like, well, you can just tell me and we can pull over. And she's like, no, I've done it before and like this works. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess tell me if you feel like you're gonna puke in your car. Does this, how often has this happened? Is it the same purse? And I just kept talking to her to try to keep her from, and then I got her home and she did not puke in her purse. But I was like, you have a specific purse that you just puke into over and over again. That's too prepared. I think you need to like drink one less drink.
Or have a foldable, like those foldable lunch bags that are plastic or something.
Something
you can stick into.
Right. You need a receptacle in your big purse.
Or a purse within a purse. But I guess that might be going a step too far than just to empty all your shit out into a stranger's fucking car who's like you're paying to give, you know, like
I've got this. And then you're like, but if we're like, how do you carry all your stuff once you fill
this is my thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. She was like, no, I'm a pro at this. And I was like, I don't know if you can go pro at purse puking, but that's fine. She was dressed really nice, like a very like one of those like pin up like 1940s dressed up gals.
No,
so it was like yeah. a vinyl vintage Percy looking thing, and I was like,
oh boy,
this is so weird.
Well, maybe but, she I mean, chooses that because she can like hose it out.
Yeah, probably, but lifting was my favorite of the gigs. Being a dog walker was the most stressful job I've ever had.
Yeah, that is just like you're juggling like, well, these are people's fucking babies, yeah. You know, yeah. I appreciate because we just went through like we're going through getting people like on our team, on our side, because I feel very much like I don't just ask any fucking random person off the internet to come look after my animals. You're like, there are a lot of really nutty people out there. Yeah. So that means you usually have to pay a little bit more for someone who's just like really, really well reviewed. And you're like, but that means they're busier and that means they're going to be harder to get. And I know that I'm stressed out letting someone else care for my dog. So the feeling that, you know, you have as a dog walker, and I'm going to, you know, I do want to do an episode with my brother who's been doing this professionally with his own business for over a decade.
Nice.
I think that'd be a fun little pivot too, talking to a dog walker and who has a business.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Absolutely. I mean, just your resume, Brandy, is like, I know people who have like all these jobs at one time too.
Yeah.
I know these people who are like, oh yeah, I bartend and I host karaoke and I lift drive and I'm a personal assistant and I also walk dogs. I do everything.
Yep.
That's like in 1 week. Do you not do that? Like, yeah. Yeah.
That's how my life in New York City was, you know, and then most of LA has been battling with unemployment. And thank God. So I went from like all the jobs to like, I can't get a job. But thankfully, yay. We're all.
And I love the bookkeeper and that's something you like, well, the skill you always have that like you learn from your pops. Like I have friends who waited tables, bartended, knew how to do bookkeeping, started doing bookkeeping for like restaurants, like one restaurant, then like another restaurant group. And now like that's what they do. They just like specifically work for restaurant industries in Chicago and they love their job. Like, you know,
it's great. I mean, my first client was a friend of mine that runs a catering company. And like, you know, at this point, almost 10 years ago, he was like, hey, I need somebody to kind of help me out, like do some part-time stuff. And I was like, okay. And that like refreshed me and everything. And then I would just have, you know, because with comedy, it's like we just know so many people, and like a friend of a friend be like, hey, I think you do that. I have a friend that's looking for something. So it's like I have a small kind of like part-time, you know, firm that I've put together. And
I
like
love that.
Yeah, and I can do it all remotely and it's really easy. And it's nice just to be able to kind of do, you know, the first week of the month is me just doing people's books, and then I'm kind of like done for the rest of the month, which is nice.
I love that. Then you can do all your other weird random pursuits.
Like be on our podcast.
Or have your own podcast, which I know you gotta get over to.
Oh yeah. And I do the books for too. Like I do I mean I've saved us a lot of fucking money.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I feel like this is a good time to wrap up because we all have to go anyways. Yeah. But if we didn't say it before at the top of the episode, hear it now. Please check out Brandy's podcast, Lady to Lady, on the Exactly Right Network. You guys are a giggle fest over there, I'll tell you.
Aw, thank you.
Tell you that much. And thank you so fucking much for making time to hang with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see y'all.
Absolutely. Great. Absolutely. And you guys, remember, if you have those server submitted stories, send them to sideworkpod@gmail.com. Other than that, Brooke, you know what we say at the end of every episode.
Absolutely. Godspeed.
And good tips.
And get yourself a nice puke purse.
It's summer. A nice summer
treat, bag. Treat yourself. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you.